Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Good evening. Welcome to Fresh Air. Tonight, it's drag time. A look at the journey of drag through the eyes of both drag kings and drag queens. The wonderful art of drag entertainment. I'm Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen. Yowie! Aka Max. Yes, I'll be your tour guide tonight as we journey through the world of drag. Buckle up and enjoy the ride as we enter drag time. Welcome to Joy 94.9 Fresh Air, Drag Time. Tonight I have a special guest with me, Polly Filler, one of my favourite drags in Melbourne area. How are you, Polly?
Hi, darling. I'm doing very, very well, actually. Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to put a song on. For me, this represents Polly in the best way I know her. It's a beautiful song. See if you can tell why I think this is very much... Yes, we're both dressed for success. I've got my guest in for tonight on Fresh Air Drag Time. I've got Polly Filler.
Hello, hello.
And yes, I'm dressed for success. I've got the top half of the drag on and Polly's got the rest on.
Oh, you're looking fabulous in your green Del Monte evening gown. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I don't know how you walk in those shoes, though. They must be killing you.
It is, yes.
Delicate size 7 feet that you have.
Yeah, that's the joy of being able to walk into any shoe store and just buy straight off the rack.
Now, I call you the B word, but we're on radio, so I can't.
Well, one of those questions I'll have for you in a little while. But if you have other questions for us, you can contact us on Joy. 0427 Joy 949 SMS or on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to hear your stories on drag time. Maybe have a question for Dame Maxine or for Polly Filler.
Fabulous.
Now, question, first one for you, Polly. What is drag entertainment to you?
Wow. Drag entertainment to me as an audience member, I really want to go and see something that evokes an emotion from me. It can be, you know, a lot of people, you know, do a lot of comedy numbers, so it's a feeling of joy or a popular song, you know, it's like it energizes them. But you could, drag can also take people to like a darker place, which I think the performers that are able to do that without sort of switching off and boring their audience, I think they're very, very clever performances. So yeah, I like to just sort of get something from a drag performance, you know. I think a lot of drag queens forget that you're actually entertaining the audience. You know, if the audience isn't entertained, then you kind of have to look at what act you're doing. And it is kind of hard because, you know, the majority of performers lip sync. So if you get up there in the first minute, your song doesn't grab the crowd, you're kind of stuck up there. If you're a live performer, you could stop and, you know, change tact and work with it, but you know, so that's why when you're lip syncing a song, you kind of have to be really picky about what you're going to do.
I remember those days when I was performing. I was a performer up in Queensland.
All right.
Yes, 20 years as a drag queen up there. I haven't performed much down here in Melbourne because I do drag as a hobby, whereas you do it more as an income.
I'm a career girl.
A career girl, yes. And because I do it as a hobby, I'm not going to try and get into your space where you're trying to get an income from half the people around the place. I just do it as a hobby.
You would certainly put me out of a job.
I do comedy drag. That's my forte. An occasional torch song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think you do, I love it. I love the way you do the comedy drag and find the words in the song and pull it apart. I love that. And I've given myself a title now. You know how you have fag hags? Yeah, you know, they hang around the guys. Well, I'm a drag hag. Because I'll only go to a club to watch the drag show.
There are a lot of people that do, you know, they just sort of pop in, they get a drink, perch, And once the shows are done, they're off.
They're over it.
Yeah.
Because we like entertainment. Yeah. And that's what I'd love to have an earlier show so I don't have to wait up till midnight to see a show. But that's the nightclub scene anyway.
And
you do get to see some interesting sights while you're sitting on that perch. As the passing parade of wannabes and would-bes and hopefuls and all those who think they are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
they all
sure.
all go past us. Okay, now we were talking about the types of drag style,
mm-hmm.
like that song, "The Little Shoemaker." I would say your style would be more of a comedy drag.
Okay,
yeah,
but I think that's pretty much true. Yeah,
very high energy.
Well, you know, I really believe in if you're going to get on stage and do something, you have to give yourself, you know, 125% to it, 200%. You know, I know you can't really give more than 100%, but it's you know, it's go hard or go home, really. You know, what's the point in half doing a number? Why?
Yeah.
Why would you half do a number? If the song's energetic, you put as much energy in as possible, and your audience will love that.
And that's what I like. When I look at a song or look at a performer, you've got that first visual. Yeah, you hear the music and you think, yeah, I know that music. Okay, let's see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
And then I'll look at the costume they're wearing and what have they done to enhance the number?
Mm.
And I see the layers that all go to make it. Because lip syncing, you're up there. I call it karaoke drag some days. Yeah, you see them get up there. They're wearing the same frock they've worn all over the place to every number. It's like there's no imagination. There's no thought gone into the actual number you're doing.
It's funny, and that's why, I mean, I'm always asked, people say, oh, what number are you doing tonight? It's like, you know what, you just wait until showtime, because then it'll be a surprise. Oh, and what outfit are you wearing? Well, just wait till showtime, and then you'll find out, you know. Because if I say, oh, I'm doing California Girls by Katy Perry and I'm wearing a cupcake bra and a blue wig, people start to think about what I'm going to look like and they start creating this image in their head. And then when I pop out, I don't look like their image and they get disappointed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love the one I go and see every Sunday night. All the barmen know me now because I'm there at 9 o'clock. If it's 9 o'clock Sunday night, I must be sitting on the stool just in front of the switchboard or whatever it is, the panel,
lighting disc,
because they get ready for the sound. And because you've got it down to a 10 o'clock, 11:15 and 11 o'clock and a 12:15 show, we know what time to expect the shows.
No drag time there.
No drag time. Because drag time always was when we get on stage, we get on stage.
Yeah.
That was drag time. In radio, we can't do that.
Yeah. And that's what we've done. You know, we've actually told the DJ to play the music exactly on those times. And, you know, if we're not ready, that's our problem.
Yes, one more minute. Hang on. Madam has not got her wig on.
Tough titties.
The music's coming on. Okay. And you hear that music in the crowd. Come. It's beautiful.
They do. It's like Pavlov's dog, you know. They're well trained. They're well trained.
Now, I've got a couple of things here. Who would you say was your inspiration?
Oh, that's a good one. My biggest inspiration, I really love the old school dames, but the ones that are a little bit screwball on the head. So, and comedy actresses. So, Carol Burnett, mm-hmm. especially her role in Annie as Miss Hannigan. I just love it because her comedic timing is just phenomenal. And, you know, and she's an amazing singer. And a lot of people forget that as well. As a look and as a complete style, Rosalind Russell playing both Mama Rose and Gypsy, and but particularly playing Auntie Mame in the movie Auntie Mame. If you haven't seen Auntie Mame, you really should go and get it out because it is the campest movie around.
It's one of there's two Auntie Mames.
There's Auntie Mame.
There's Mame, yeah. The Lucille Ball, and
we don't talk
Auntie
about
Mame.
That one. Yeah, Mame was.
I'm a Lucille Ball.
Oh.
May- but I do like Rosalind Russell's version. I like what she does with it, but I love Lucille Ball's singing.
That was
side
that was
of
the
it.
Musical,
the musical side yeah. of it. Yes,
yeah. So kind of as a kind of a look and a genre. That's where I just love the style of performing and the costumes and that type of thing. And yeah,
I apologise to everyone who heard Russell, and my headphones going. I was having troubles with my. Decoupage, wig and headpiece and glasses. My glasses weigh a ton.
They do. About 5 kilos worth of Don Montes and just in those.
They are. I mean, when you're trying to wear headphones to work the radio, it's very awkward. I had my headphones sitting under my chin.
You got stuck in your Don Monte necklace. And
I know.
It was an interesting got tangled time up there. In there.
Now, I got you to bring in your favourite CD.
Yes, my show CD. So guard it with your life.
I will. And what's it about?
Well, the song that I chose is a song from Funny Face by Kay Thompson. It's a song called Think Pink. So this is actually the demo recording that she did for her audition. So Kay Thompson is quite a famous actress, mainly in musicals, and she wrote the Eloise series of books, which she's also Liza Minnelli's, well, she was because she's passed away just a few years ago. She was Liza Minnelli's godmother.
Okay.
So she was very, very good friends with Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
So not as well known as an actress, but she did have this amazing role in the movie Funny Face as the magazine editor.
And it's called Think Pink. We're going to have a listen to that in a moment. First, we're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors, and then we're going to think
fabulous.
Pink. It's all right. We were just enjoying reading a email we've just got in from Anthony. Thank you, Anthony, for commenting. I'll let you read it out, love.
I'm really, really flattered by this. It says, hey guys, Polly Fuller is one of the best comedy drag queens in Melbourne and is a truly amazing performer, my drag icon. Anthony, thank you so much. I've had a bit of a tough week and you've really, really cheered me up. So thank you so much. It's for people like you that I perform for. Yeah.
Well, now we'll hear her favourite song, Think Pink. Fabulous. With all the actions here at Joy 94.9. Yes, Think Pink. And who is the actress on that one?
That was Kay Thompson. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely amazing lady.
I could just see you doing that number. I'm looking forward to the show.
You literally did.
I know
did.
I did. And I can see the colours coming out now. Now, okay, next question for you. This show is called Drag Time. What does the term mean in the drag world? I'm having a drag moment now. We've repeated myself.
The drag extravaganza, drag time. Yeah, it basically means, you know, like you said, when the show gets itself on. Which is, you know, anything from 5 minutes to an hour or 2 hours, you know.
And when you're a drag performer waiting in the background, waiting for that music to start, there's that pregnant pause.
Absolutely.
And that pregnant pause. And I remember being dressed up ready, and I was performing with Dame Liz Taylor up in Rockhampton. And we're all ready. We got the show ready. And somebody said, are you ready for us to start? Like half an hour later, we're still waiting to start. Like drag time did not go down well that night.
And that wasn't your fault either.
That wasn't our fault. They wanted to find someone with a spotlight for us.
And like, they ended up using a dolphin torch.
We would perform in darkness if it was on time, you know. But those are the sort of things you have happening. Now, I've got a number here because we're talking about drag time. Drag is also drag kings.
It is indeed,
and,
yes.
When I was working in Rockhampton, we had a lot of lesbians who were performers and they're classed as drag kings. Now, I do know there are a few down here. I haven't been able to find where they're performing yet because, well, I don't really frequent many of the lesbian haunts. I think I could fit in some of them, but, yeah, I just don't.
You'd pass pretty well.
I think I could pass pretty well, you know. I wouldn't try it in drag, though, mind you. Yeah, no.
You'd be very butch.
Definitely. Butch. I'd have to be very butch. I'll put on my butcher's voice for it. But I've got a number here now, and I think it's one that we did something similar with the lesbian troupe, and it's putting on the Ritz.
Fantastic.
And that was the Australian Youth choir singing Putting on the Ritz.
That was fantastic.
Wasn't it? I could just see a routine being done by a troupe of little older drag queens.
It'd be a bit like stepping out, really, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah, you could do a good Liza.
I know. I try hard, but, you know. Once you get to my age, we settle for some nice, stately numbers.
I was your age twice already.
Well, now, the number I used to always do, I was known for Sadie the Cleaning Lady.
Sadie the Cleaning Lady.
Definitely.
Heaven.
I know John Farnham hates people asking him to sing that number. I love it. But I teamed that look of Sadie the Cleaning Lady with a vacuum cleaner and the Hoover.
Had all the props going on.
To this number. I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my lovin' in the evening time. Oh, yes. That brings back memories and memories of the vacuum cleaner and the Hoover and me.
I won't ask what you were doing, but I hope it was cleaning.
Well, the next number I have, very similar to the theme of that number. It's one that getting ready for World AIDS Day next week.
Yes, that's right.
And this is one that when I was the HIV AIDS outreach worker up in Central Queensland, this was a number that came through from Ansel.
Okay.
And it's from Belgium.
The condom distributors.
The condom distributor. And this CD that I've got came from Belgium.
Wow.
And Ansel had it in Australia for all of us to use, all those who are workers in the field of education.
Right. Yep.
And it's for World AIDS Day and educating people to be, don't be silly. And I'll let the song tell itself. But, yes, we can sing it first. We can put it on.
Three, you're doing a really good job.
Don't be silly. Put a condom on your willy.
Ooh. I don't have one yet.
Yeah.
Lexi Gaga. And that's Joy, 94.9 Fresh Air. And we're really pleased with some of our sponsors and our community service people around. One of the big ones that are coming up is Midsummer, and we hope that you're able to go to it. I heard on the grapevine, Polly, that you've been involved with that.
Yes, yes. I've actually just rocked in from the Midsummer launch party. So the guide has just come out, and so I think it'll be, no, it is, available wherever you find a Star Observer from tomorrow. So, oh my God, it's there's over 130 events, one of them of which is mine.
Oh, fabulous. I'll have to look up. What page number?
I'm on page 19. I'm doing a show at Chapel Off Chapel on the 16th to 20th of January. It's called Kitchen Sink.
Ooh.
Kitchen Sink. And basically it's a homage to / parody of 1950s housewives, the gender roles in which the media portrays women. It's also a sort of a homage to the sort of the kitchen sink dramas, women's movies, and also just sort of going a bit nuts. It's a solo show. The whole thing is lip sync from start to finish.
It
runs for about an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to showing Melbourne this. So, yeah, grab hold of a Midsummer guide and check it out, because there is so much fabulous stuff happening over the next, over January, February. Yeah.
Now, I said earlier that you're an international artist.
Well, I get around.
Wow. Now, I do detect a little accent, so I believe you're New Zealand.
I'm from New Zealand. Yeah. I'm the bitch across the ditch.
And I know that a couple of weeks back, you were travelling like it was going out of fashion, backwards and forwards over the...
I was indeed, yeah.
..the divide. You were doing so many different shows.
I think I flew over and saw my friends and family in Wellington, and then had two shows in Auckland on the Friday and the Saturday. I was hosting the Zombie Apocalypse Ball.
Oh, my goodness.
In Auckland, which is a huge...
Please explain.
It's a huge Halloween ball, and everyone dresses up. It's sort of a mixture of fetish and gory stuff.
Oh, that's Saturday night down here on the Bourke Street. Oh, I didn't say that.
It's special. It's special when you're in New Zealand. And then flew back to Melbourne on the red eye Sunday morning. Did the show at Circuit. Bumper and I are on every weekend at Circuit on Sunday. And then on the I think it was about 4 a.m. Monday morning, Filmer Box picked me up, and we drove out to Avalon and jumped on the first plane and flew to Sydney for the amazing, fabulous Sydney Diva Awards, which is the Drag Industry Variety Awards. That was such a lovely, lovely night to just mingle and just chat with so many sister queens from Sydney. You know, the ones you see on Facebook.
Yes.
And, you know, if you go to Sydney, they're generally always working. So it was nice that everyone had the night off and, you know, just catching up and chatting. And there were lots of interstate, you know, there was like Vonnie came over from Adelaide, and a few more Adelaide queens, Feminim and Val Nourished came up from Perth, and so it was bigger than just Sydney. It was, I had the best night, and I will go again.
So what is the Melbourne equivalent of that?
We don't really have one. I mean, I guess we would have had the Orso Awards, and previously there were the Rainbow Awards.
Because I remember Gary came down for something special early in the year.
That was the Orso
Awards. Okay.
I guess maybe the nearest thing now would be Midsummer Carnival. It's that big social event that all the drag queens will, you know, throw on a face and pop out for. But yeah, I think we do need a high glamour event where you can get the hair done and wear the jewellery and
where you get some recognition
for the
work you do, for those who are performing. Now, let's see if we can rattle off some of the places that people can go and see drag shows. There's the Greyhound. They have the Boylesque.
The Boylesque and the
girl.
the classics on the Saturday night. They can go to DT's every Saturday. Shows with Slash Darling at 10:30 and 11:30. I'm on there this Saturday, actually, so pop in. You can see me.
Yes.
Oh, D&M. You've got Destiny and the Girls. I think they're doing 5 nights a week of shows.
I saw that in
Monday, from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Whoa. So, they're busy.
And you know, now that Heaven's Door has closed down in Priscilla's,
because a lot of our places we used to go to have all closed down. So you've got to know where some of those performers are now.
Yeah, so along Commercial Road, pretty much D&M's the only place to go, and you know, they're turning out some really amazing shows
and
in there.
If any of our lesbian friends are out there and they can let me know where the Drag Kings are performing, I'll put that in my memory bank so that when I'm next on air, I can let others know where we can go and see some really good Drag Kings.
Yeah.
I think during midsummer there might be some performers coming on there.
Yes, there are, definitely in that guide. I've just remembered, of course, Candy Bar, which is on at the Peel on Saturday nights. I think shows from about 10:30 with Rita, La Calquita, Susie Ridge, Crystal, and of course the Candy Monster, Miss Candy. God love her. And then you can check out Bumper and I
at 9 p.m.
Well, you know, after you've done several nights a week in drag, it starts to all look the same.
It feels like.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first moved down here, you were in Brunswick Street in Hung on the Spot. And that's where I first used to go and see your show.
Yeah, yes. It's sadly the owner decided to sell up. But
I still know the owner. He's got a lovely Turkish restaurant over in South Melbourne.
It's gorgeous.
He was gorgeous.
Yeah, yes.
Most of the owners are very gorgeous. All the people working behind the bar too.
They definitely are. Because if they were pretty, then they'd be on stage. So it's good that they just sort of say spunking gorgeous and behind the bar.
Well, now, next question for you. Costuming is very important. As that song said about the old shoemaker, would that describe you? Because I believe you make most of the costumes that I see.
I'm not old and I don't make shoes. But yeah, to me, I don't think my drag persona would be what it is if I didn't make costumes. I mean, I'd say once or twice a year, fly to Bangkok and get, you know, gowns and headpieces made. Because the thing is, I mean, you know, for $150, I can't sit there and hand bead a gown. God, I'd go blind. And they'll do it all, you know, all for me. So I sort of, I do a bit of a mix, you know. I go and get you know, gowns and bras and things for, you know, for various different shows, not just drag shows, because I'm a costumier. So I go and get stuff done over there because it's just a lot cheaper too, you know. Okay. And then I do my own stuff, and you know, sometimes a song will inspire what the outfit needs to be, or I'll be in the fabric shop and I'll find some fabric and that will sort of say, oh my god, I can see a certain style of outfit, like it might be, you know, like a 70s gown or a corset with a massive frou-frou skirt or, you know, or something. Or sometimes it's a theme, you know, that inspires the music and the costume.
The one I saw a few weeks ago, the jungle theme you had, where you had the lion.
Bits from the Lion King.
Lion King and a few other little numbers that were all added in. And they look beautiful. And because you did about 3 changes in between, and then you added a layer onto it and another layer onto it, it was beautiful.
I really love creating those costumes. It's actually made from scraps. It's all my little scraps, you know, because jungle sort of, you know, Tarzan things, it's all rags and stuff. So, that was a really good exercise in taking after my mother doing the patchwork.
Now, here's a number for you that I want to see whether you can come up with a costume thought for this one. It lends itself for the rainbow people. And we're on air, on Fresh Air, Drag Time. We're keeping to Drag Time really well. And my guest tonight has been Polly Filler. Thank you very much for coming along, Polly.
Well, darling, thank you for asking me to be here. I've had the most fabulous time just, you know, hanging out with my girl and talking girly things.
Of course. See, we're opening the door slowly, taking people on a journey of what drag is about.
It's an
entertainment.
Yeah, it's a very big closet, and if you don't watch out, you'll end up in very glamorous Narnia. And we just got another email through from Bobo. Oh, let's have a kiki. Love you. He's really loving the show. So thank you to all the people that wrote in to us, because it's really nice to get to get little messages, isn't it? I love getting messages.
And I think, Polly, you like Twittering.
I do love Twittering. So you can add me on my Twitter, which is at Miss Polly Filler, MissPollyFiller, Miss Polly Filler on Twitter, and we can be Twitter friends.
Oh, fabulous. And if you want to find more about us, you can find us all on joy94.9.org.au. Well,
this podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.